Fat chickens packed into factory farms. Maggots wriggling like a thick white carpet. Buffalo fumbling toward the edge of a cliff. All spacious situations compared to the New York City subway at 6 p.m. The doors slid apart, but I was stuck. My fellow commuters barely moved, and I bleated out apologies as I smashed against bodies, squeezing onto the platform right as the doors thudded closed again. I took a few steps and peered through the windows at the people still inside, crammed like stuffed animals at the bottom of a claw vending machine. I was so tired, a feeling I had a lot these days. A part of me wanted to go straight home, heat up something frozen, and maybe watch old, stupid reruns, but I'd been the one to suggest these plans. In a rare flare of nostalgia, I'd fired off the message, forgetting in the moment that I'd once sworn to myself that I'd never open up Pandora's box. It was almost as if boredom had made me reckless. I pushed through the throng of commuters at the foot of the subway stairs. Outside, rain made its way through fabric and onto my ass, my knees, my feet. The feeling I'd been wrestling with all day grew, the panicky dread that swells before a first date. What if this reunion mucked up my last good memories from that single, singular year? When I reached the restaurant, an inoffensive bistro in boring Midtown West, a man snapped his umbrella closed in my face, and for some reason I apologized to him, knee-jerk. Inside, I was just pulling out a chair at our table when Sarah entered. She spotted me and waved, and I thought she looked exactly the same. She didn't, of course, and neither did I, a fact I only realized much later that night when I was clicking through old photos, tears rolling down my cheeks. At 23, we had that alienoid bone structure, big eyes and sunken cheeks caving into dewy little chins. Now, 10 years later, we're old young and round-faced and just human again. Then we hugged, and maybe there was some chemical trigger, a smell, or invisible pheromone, but the hug felt exactly like it did a decade ago. We relaxed and smiled at each other and thought maybe this would be fun. "Lindsay, it's so good to see you," she said, dropping into her chair. "You look great." "So do you," I chirped. "I can't believe it's been 10 years. "I know, it's crazy," Sarah nodded, eyebrows up. "How have you been?" "Really good, you know, keeping on. I was so happy to hear you move back to New York." Once for an article, I'd read a linguistic study on conversation patterns. In any duo, the lower power person imitates the speech style of the alpha. I wondered who was following whom here. "Yeah, I'm glad you reached out. When we found out my husband was getting transferred here, I was like, wow, I don't know that I know anyone in the city anymore." "Your husband?" I said. "I can't wait to meet him." I'd looked him up on Facebook. He was annoyingly handsome. At least when friends paired up with unattractive people, I could blot at the jealousy with smugness. "He's great." Sarah smiled and snapped open her menu, looking down. "Are you seeing anyone?" "No, no one special," I said brightly. "So how is it being back in New York?" She scrunched up her features, preparing some middle-of-the-road answer, when the waiter appeared to rattle off the specials. Sarah ordered a vodka martini, and after a moment's hesitation, I asked for my usual seltzer with lime. I didn't often miss drinking, but I knew I'd feel a pulse of envy when her conical glass arrived. "Oh my gosh, is it okay if I drink?" she asked after the waiter disappeared. "Of course, I'm totally fine. Otherwise, I would have suggested meeting for tea." She giggled and shrugged, and we both went back to reading our menus. Christ, was this really Sarah? The same literary, witty, hard-partying friend I'd counted among my clique during that first wild year in New York? I'd messaged her the very day she announced on Facebook that she was moving back from St. Louis, forgetting in my sentimentality that things had ended pretty icily. And then I'd felt embarrassed until a few weeks ago when she'd replied, apologetic, to set a date.